Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss superstitious fears around the world, Mariah skipping Halloween and going straight to Christmas, what kinds of witches we'd be, and Corey shares his favorite orgasmic love spell. Stick around, subscribe and Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning, Corey.
I was gonna sing a spooky song, but
spooky, scary skeleton.
No, I was all ready to be it, and I was gonna be like da 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 da, and then I realized that's the Pink Panther.
Any song can be spooky
if you just add some chains.
Sure, rattling chains.
Chain to the rhythm.
Chain to the rhythm. Hey, that was a good song. Katie had a point there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Does Gaga have any songs with chains?
Chains.
Two chains?
I think she... No, T.I. maybe.
Burning Up by Jesse J and Two Chains?
I think... I don't think she has any songs with chains. I just searched Lady Gaga lyrics chain. I think... Oh, Stupid Love, she says the word chain.
Does she?
Now it's time to free me from the chain.
Oh, shit.
I think, or at least maybe that's the wrong lyric, I think, actually. Anyway, no, I don't think Gaga. But she's got a lot of spooky songs, like Teeth could go in a Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I think Teeth
Monster
is.
Could go in a Halloween.
I think Teeth and Monster are both on my Halloween playlist.
I mean, even Bad Romance, Dance in the Dark.
So I have a Halloween playlist that I think is pretty straightforward. But I've been thinking this year about adding some... like witchy vocals.
Please.
But do you think like, do you think
are you asking me to contribute?
No, I'm just thinking like, do you think it needs to be very Halloween specific, or could I like add a song if it's got like a witchy vocal moment?
Can you get a little bit more specific?
So yes, I can. So you know how I like Florence and the Machine, like
yeah.
She's a little, her vocals are a little witchy.
Yeah.
Could you add like a Florence and the Machine spooky dookie song to your Halloween playlist? Or does it need to say something like boo in it?
It does not have to say boo. It doesn't have to reference skeletons or gremlins or anything like that. But I would say like it should have the right tone.
While listening to it, if you think, is this a witch? Then does that mean you can go for it?
Maybe. Send me the link. Send me the link.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, to what? The song I'm considering?
Yes, because I feel like a lot of songs can be added if they're like in minor, if they've got a spooky feeling
to
them.
Minor? Well, is that a musical term?
Yeah, like if the key is a minor key, it's kind of, it makes it sound a little bit creepy, spookier.
I'll send you the song. Is this, so I used to get all excited for New Music Fridays when New Music Friday would come out, but then I realized Spotify has a much better playlist, which is just the Release Radar for you, because it picks songs that it thinks you'll like, which is always spot on.
Well, I go through both, and I go through Friday Crate Diggers. Have you ever gone on that?
What? Grave Friday Diggers?
Crate Diggers.
What's Friday Crate Diggers?
It's all like EDM or like the releases that are more like dance or remix dance electronic music.
Yeah. See, so it's I... Great. my traditional Thursday at 9 p.m. activity is to scroll all through New Music Friday and see if I recognize any names of any artists that I like, and then I'll listen to those if there are. And then if not, I'll jump over to Release Radar, and then I'll look at what it's like curated for me. Anyways, there's this new kind of EDM song, but it's like a remix, and it's got Birdie. Are you familiar?
Okay, sure.
The girl singer Birdie.
Yes.
Well, she gets a little witchy sometimes. Anyway, she has a very witchy vocal, and I love the song, and I think, can I add this to my Halloween playlist?
I don't know. Link me.
I'll link you.
I feel like we are quickly getting through the Halloween music timeline because Mariah posted that picture with three chairs on set with a Christmas tree emoji as the caption, and the chairs are labeled with three
reindeer?
Three people's initials. So MC is in the middle, Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
AG is on the left.
Ariana Grande.
And JH is on the right.
Jennifer Hudson.
So
who's the third? Is that Jennifer Hudson? Was I right?
Yeah. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Oh, well, so. Jennifer, it could also be Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. Yeah. I think it might be actually.
I don't think, well, she's got a hit song. What was it? It was called
Jennifer Love Hewitt had a song.
Yes. It was good-ish.
No.
That's, what was it? Oh God, what was it?
You're lying. Are you lying?
Bare Naked. That's what I was thinking of. You don't know Bare Naked by Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I don't think I caught that one.
Who was that boy band that was like Summertime Girls Are the Kind I Like?
LFO, baby.
LFO. Yeah, I was thinking of LMFAO, but I knew that was wrong. LFO had a song about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. Well, Jack A. Harry could be the JH.
You really think Mariah Carey's going to do something with Ariana Grande?
Why wouldn't she? Are you?
Because
maybe it's the Attorney General.
I think it should. I think she should as well. But I just think Mariah's a little too into herself to ever let someone else who can sing come near her.
I think she would because she loves to make money. She
no.
just released her memoir.
God,
she
and
just,
let me tell you, they're fucking
what?
Whoever's publicist this book. God, they just, well, every day I still see something about it. Billboard won't let it up.
That's a good PR. That's some good publicist.
And they're like, oh, this is why so-and-so was left out of the book. I'm like, we're talking about people who aren't in the book. That's what we're talking about.
I don't know, baby. Maybe. I heard that it's actually a really good book. I heard that the fans of Mariah loved it. Maybe we should listen to it for our book club.
But I do sometimes think Mariah fans are a little crossover into that. What were we talking about a couple of weeks ago? What's that term I didn't know?
They simp?
Yeah. I'm like, it's kind of like, when they say everything she did is great, when that's not always the case.
I'm thinking, what about Amy Grant?
I love Amy Grant.
That could be the AG.
Well, actually, did she get real Christian and say like gay people are bad?
Well, who hasn't dabbled?
I don't know.
In a little bit of homophobia. It could be Hugh Jackman as JH, but Jackman, Hugh.
No, I hate Hugh Jackman singing.
Okay, well.
He has a Grammy.
Yeah, so, and there you have it.
God, don't get me started. You know how I feel about actors and singing roles.
I'm just trying to figure out the mystery that is these three chairs.
Well, let me know when you figure it out, sis.
It could be Jarly XCX.
Okay. I've had about enough out of you.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Do you think All I Want for Christmas Is You will go number one again this year?
It's already re-entered the charts.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't 911 not even chart after the video?
That's pretty rude. That's pretty... Anyway, back to Halloween.
Listen, okay, yeah. What do you want? What do you want to know?
I had this past weekend, I had a Scream marathon.
I saw Nick tweeting about that.
I watched all four Screams. I rented all four. You're probably going to get the emails for the receipts.
I own them in the cloud. I could have just given you my login.
Well, I wanted to support the, you know, the filmmakers, the sound people.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, yeah. The industry.
Script writers.
Copy editors. Drew Barrymore.
Did you watch all four? You know there's a fifth coming, right?
I know. So I said, we are watching all four. And in order, no breaks. And
I've done that.
It was a success.
I wish I had friends.
We made we made tacos. We ordered pizza for the fourth one.
Wow.
We
was it Domino's?
Absolutely.
Did you get that dip in butter sauce?
I didn't. No. But I gotta say, the first Scream, iconic. The second Scream. It was good. It was fine. I thought it was a fun twist. It was in on the joke of being a sequel. You know, it like did all the things that I wanted it to do. I forgot the twist of Scream 2. And I like kind of remembered it, but then as it kept like revealing
what
the twist after twist. I'm not going to spoil it.
That movie's 20 years old, babe.
Well, now is the season people are going to watch it. Anyway, the twist is really good. And then the third one is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But Parker Posey is iconic.
I hate Parker Posey.
How can you hate Parker Posey?
It's just like, who cares? What has she been in?
Waiting for Guffman.
Never saw it. Name another.
Scream 3. Hey, also Scream 3.
Wait. Have you ever gone to the house when you were hiking Runyon?
I was just about to say, I tell everyone when we finish the Runyon hike, I'm like, oh, this is the house in Scream 3. But I've told so many people that I don't really quite remember if that was true or not.
But
then, as we were watching Scream 3, I saw the set and I was like, oh my God, I've been telling the truth about that. So thank God.
Well, God bless.
Yeah. And then Scream 4 is also iconic, which we saw in theaters. I have vivid memories of, and I loved it.
I remember. And I'm so excited for the fifth.
Me too. I think they really lost their way with the third, but I think they'll do the right thing with the fifth, to be honest.
Here's hoping. If anything, we deserve it.
I kind of think that they knew they were going to get a fourth because in what world would Courtney Cox allow them to do the haircut they gave her for the third without knowing that she was going to come back for a fourth as hot?
Is that the one with the like long hair but with the bangs?
The very sharp, like terrible bangs. Very short bangs.
Yeah. Well.
She looks terrible.
She should have gotten the Rachel.
I think she was trying to make her own... The Gale.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies.
Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Are there any other scary movies that you watch?
I did just see, I think I already told you. What's that one about Hereditary?
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to watch something else recently. I'm pretty against scary movies.
Because you get too afraid?
Yeah, like I would rather not watch something that's going to, right before I fall asleep, that's going to make me like not sleep well.
Do you think you'll have nightmares?
Well, yeah, I like to smoke before I sleep sometimes. And if I'm like a little high, I might get a little scared. And then I have to lock my door upstairs.
You lock your bedroom door?
Sometimes if I'm scared.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, when my roommate's like out of town or goes to his parents' house and I have this big house to myself, I always think, uh-oh, ghost's going to get me.
Uh-oh.
Because like his bedroom's closer to the door. So I always think like if somebody breaks in while we're sleeping, they'll murder him first.
Now, I don't want to be mean.
Okay. But. Yeah. You think I'd get murdered first?
No. Wait, what are you talking about? I really missed what you just said. Something about who's getting murdered first. Hey, at a hotel, do you sleep at the furthest bed so that the murderer...
You get murdered first, David.
Well, I did just see that episode.
I don't think I think about it. At hotels, I feel safe. Although, I don't know how this stuff shows up on my TikTok. But there was this whole presentation of things to buy when you stay in hotels to keep people from breaking into your hotel room. And there were like all these tricks with like hooking a hanger on the little like metal cord. And there were all these like door stops. And I thought, I've never even thought about any of this stuff.
Well, you know, people are afraid of murder. I did hear a podcast episode of something. I forget.
Do people get murdered in hotels a lot? That seems like there's a lot of people around.
I heard a podcast of a woman who just entered somebody's hotel room and she was like not all together and they were like trying to convince her that she should leave and she seemed unstable and blah, 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 blah.
That was Luann on Real Housewives of New York.
I don't watch.
She got arrested for that. She got arrested for that.
No.
Yes.
I hate it.
She went in the wrong hotel room and she was blacked out drunk.
That, I mean, it does happen. But like, how do you get the key for that room?
I think it was like unlocked or maybe they had the flipper keeping the door open or something. I don't know. Listen, well, Luann will be on the podcast next week to discuss.
Great, great. Hey, I feel like a couple years ago we talked about bottoming for a sexy ghost.
Yeah. Hold on. Your whole hotel story was just about that woman.
What woman?
Who went in the room.
That was it.
Okay. Well, I stand by. I think murdering people at a hotel is a bad idea because there's like a lot of witnesses and cameras.
Yeah. Well, have you seen The Witches?
Yes, I love The Witches. Did you know they're remaking it with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. We've discussed this. But isn't that just like the plot of that movie?
No, the plot of that movie is to turn children into mice because they stink.
Oh.
I think.
I'm really hoping they turn Anne Hathaway hideous for that, like the original.
The trailer's out. Have you seen it?
I know, but they don't really show like what her.
Oh,
because
she gets like all bald and scary or something in the original.
Yeah, like in the original, Angelica Houston really becomes this like terrifying. I just saw it for the first time and I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, because my brothers I saw that and they I were watching a remake.
Oh, my brothers and I watch it all the time when we were growing up.
I missed that. I missed it. Anyway.
Well, you know, I'm 10 years older than you.
Well, yeah, yes, yeah. Hey, back to sexy ghosts.
Okay, yeah.
So, have you bottomed for a sexy ghost?
No, I haven't.
Cool.
Are you familiar with Witch Talk?
Like TikTok, but Witch Talk?
Yeah, it's like people who post witch stuff on TikTok.
I'm listening.
Well, I don't know how this is about ghosts. I guess if that's your fantasy. I was watching this witch talk video that showed up on my For You page or whatever. And I still don't know how TikTok works, to be completely honest. But this woman was saying that if you the best way to cast a love spell is to think about what you want right as you're climaxing. So I guess if you were like jerking it or flicking your bean and you were close and you wanted a bottom for a ghost, then you would think about that. And then that's like that's a love spell you could cast.
Okay.
But that's like only if you want to get fucked by a ghost. But like if you want if you want like a kind husband, then think about that.
So are you saying that this is like the equivalent of like, you make a wish when you blow out your candles on Christmas? It's kind of a similar moment you would make a wish.
Yes.
Is when you're coming.
Yes. I think I don't mean to mess up her spell. But yeah, it was something about that. Thinking about it, envisioning it, breathing it in.
Sure. Hey, I had a talk with my friends. I said, because Nick was wanting to do a seance.
You know, okay.
As he does. And I said, listen, yes, you are living in my home right now, but I just have a general rule of thumb.
Bitch, the hypocrisy.
What?
Oh, you brought so many spooky items in your house.
Yeah, but it's my house.
Oh, but other people? Can he bring a Ouija board in your house?
He's been trying. I keep telling him no. And he was like, have you ever used a Ouija board? I said, yes, once with Alessia Cara.
Oh, oh my God, I forgot about that.
So did I. Because he was searching for Ouija board videos on YouTube. And I was like, I wonder if I've ever done anything with a Ouija board. And then I was like, wait a minute.
If that's not one of your two truths and a lie, I think it needs to be.
I have some pretty good truths that would be good for two truths and a lie.
What are they?
Celine Dion kissed me on the lips.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. No?
Yeah.
You know,
I usually go with,
I have to think about this.
I hate this game. I hate this game. I love this game.
That's like in Schitt's Creek when they play Two Truths and a Lie.
Wait, did they?
Yeah, very early in one of the first episodes.
I feel like I just watched that.
What was I just talking about before we got
Nick bringing a Ouija board into your house?
I think my rule of thumb for my home is
you can bring the paranormal, witchy. But he can't?
No, but I think henceforth, maybe I made some mistakes in the past doing some bad witchy things, but I think for my home, henceforth, it is only good witch spells and things of that nature. Okay.
I'll see if I can find that TikTok about the love spell and I'll send it to Nick to let him know that that's an approved witchy spell he can cast in your home.
Thank you. Because I think too many people are trying to do hexes and, you know, kill Trump with a spell type of vibe. Yeah, no, we're not doing that in my house. Like, I understand.
Black Magic by Little Mix.
Yeah, you can play the song. You cannot play the activity.
you can dabble in the music. You cannot dabble in the occult,
in the magic.
Mm-hmm.
But a good spell, please do.
Got it.
I think
in love potion number 9.
Yeah, I was thinking about this when I was jump roping. I was thinking if I am going to be any kind of witch, I am only going to be a good witch because. As a rule of thumb,
smart.
People, you can either navigate the world from a place of scarcity or abundance. And bad witches operate with a lens of scarcity. Like wanting to hurt other people is coming from a place of scarcity. Like if you are operating from a lens of abundance, you can use your good magic for good things and help the people that deserve it. And thus, in turn, not help the people that don't deserve it. Like that is a way to do bad to people by doing good to others.
Are you sad?
You really need to do bad.
Are you sad that you're not going to get to do a YouTube video walking through a haunted house?
No, I hate that shit.
Wow, drag Nathan.
The videos are fun, but I don't like to be scared.
You hate it?
I hate it.
You little skewered.
And plus, I will say, anytime we've done go to a haunted house to film a video, I always feel very looked at because they let me, you know how usually a haunted house, you, like, you're going through it and you're kind of with other people that you don't know. And so you see them get spooked before you. So they let it clear out before they let me go in with cameras, because then, like, nobody will be on film and I won't know when the spooks are coming and blah, 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 blah. So I don't like that. And then while everyone's waiting and clearing it out, everyone's looking at me like, why does he get to go in alone? And I'm like, oh, I feel very looked at right now. So
does Nick scare you in your house like I did when we lived together?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we're watching a scary movie and it's a quiet moment, he'll go,
I hate that. Don't ruin my movie. Like, at least hide around the corner in the kitchen.
Thank you. I agree.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you think you would rather have a experience with a ghost or an alien?
Well, do you think aliens can be ghosts?
Oh, whoa, fuck.
Certainly, there's ghost aliens.
I mean, listen, if there's ghosts of us, then aliens have ghosts. Why isn't there a scary movie about ghost aliens?
Well, you know. You heard it here first.
Taking ghost aliens off the table, which would you prefer?
Ghosts or aliens?
To have an encounter with.
I mean, I do really want to hang out with aliens. I do really want to have that situation. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with aliens.
I think I would pick aliens too, because ghosts, like aliens, seem like if they came down, like they have a finite amount of time that they're gonna like hang. You know what I mean?
You don't know that.
But it seems more probable. Like if you fucking see a ghost in your house, bitch, that ghost lives in your house with you.
And yeah, then you
they're
don't
just
really
gonna,
know,
they're gonna
you
linger.
Know, you don't know the rules of their like existence, because they live by a different set at that point.
Right. They're like, if you see a ghost in your house, that ghost might want to just be there for a while. Like an alien probably got children it wants to go home and feed.
Maybe. I would want to hang out with aliens because there's just some...
It's not like hanging out. It's just like an experience. I mean, I guess you could hang. Are they gonna jump rope in your backyard with you?
Maybe they come down and they're like, show us your ways. I'm like, well, first of all, we get really stoned, then we jump rope.
Would you get stoned when you were back when the world was open and you were going to the gym? Would you ever get stoned before?
Yeah, and it was bad, because when anybody tries to talk to me at the gym, like I already don't want to like chit chat.
That's
but then
so you're
imagine
making a mistake.
You're
making a mistake. I would never talk to someone at the gym.
Well, God, sometimes people talk to me.
Stress me out. People coming over me. I have to tap my headphone and pause it. I guess I don't miss that.
I don't
that.
Ask for it.
I guess I don't miss that.
Well, if an alien came down and I had my headphones in, I would not take them out.
Do you?
I would just give an acknowledgement nod and I would act
you
like, sorry.
You would do a head nod. Do you ever find like scratches on you or like a bruise when you wake up in the morning and you just think, how did that get there?
No, but I always do have like marks from my
jump rope
from my jump rope hitting my back, and it looks really, it's like lashes.
Oh, I hate this.
It's not good. Yeah, Nick sometimes is like, what's wrong with that?
Like,
I'm like, oh,
I think I'm pretty self-aware. Like if I'm going throughout my day and I like bump something or kick something or hit my knee on something. And like, I remember, like, I'll have a bruise. But sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like I have like a scratch or a bruise somewhere that I'm just like, how? So then I'm always like, did aliens come down at night or what?
Maybe. I don't really have that issue. And I bruise like a peach, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, maybe that's why they don't do it to you, because they know you would know, you know?
Yeah. I know my body.
Do you think you've ever like seen a ghost? Or like, you know how people have those pictures with like a blur on the background and they're like, oh, here's my mom with my grandma.
Jesus Christ. No, I don't think I've ever had that. Or when people are like see flares in the background of like a video, at home video. No, I don't do that.
No. I see a lot of TikToks.
I don't think I don't know if I even believe in ghosts, to be honest.
What?
No offense if anyone out there is in the room listening, but like, I don't.
Tyler Henry's psychic medium will have some stories for you.
I just don't really think I believe. I do think.
So wait, listen. What? You don't think like ghosts are a thing?
No, because I don't.
But
I
do think about,
I think consciousnesses continue to exist outside of the human body after we die. They must go somewhere. Something must happen with them. I believe in reincarnation. I don't think there's a limbo period for the consciousness between my body and the next body. I think it's just like an instant teleport to wherever the next place it's going to inhabit.
Don't you think, like, so I was watching an episode of Schitt's Creek and they were, a family member had died and they had been cremated and they were spreading ashes. And it's like, the whole planet is probably just ashes at this point.
Gonna go off.
And even if you didn't get cremated, even if you got buried, your body got like turned into the soil. Like, you're part of the earth.
Okay. Yeah.
So like all the trees and all the ground and all the dirt and rocks, it's all us.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do think.
Because like, where is it going when people spread our ashes around?
Well, you know, we're all stardust and things of that nature. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think so. But it's just like the whole earth is dead bodies.
Tea. I think we're ready for a new earth. Yeah. Somebody was trying to tell me that if we were to interact with aliens, we would call ourselves Terrans.
Because we're of the earth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we would call ourselves Earthlings.
That's what I said. I said, no, baby, we're Earthlings. And they said, we're Terrans, an inhabitant of the planet Earth, because Terra is Earth. But
Is that kind of like how from Michigan you can be either a Michigander or a Michiganian?
Yes. Yes. But I think I go by Earthling. I'm an Earthling.
All right. Yeah, I think it's important. I think all of us should be deciding this year, especially in 2020, if you want to be a Terran or an Earthling, so that when the aliens do come, we've all got that already figured out. The last thing you want is an alien to be like, name yourself, and you're all stumbling
and
around.
Us arguing about what we are. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Classic us.
It would be classic us.
Well.
Well, I'm an Earthling. What are you?
I think I'm an Earthling, too.
Nice, nice. It just makes sense to me.
Do you think you're superstitious?
I'm a little stitious.
Are you?
Sometimes.
Would you rather be Fergalicious or superstitious?
I can't help that I'm Fergalicious. That was kind of just, I was born this way. It was, yeah.
I'm of the earth.
You know.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a pretty Fergalicious, superstitious earthling.
But are you really?
No.
Superstitious?
I'm not that superstitious, to be honest. Like, I will walk under a...
Whoa. Brave.
A ladder.
Yeah. Whoa, fuck.
I'll do it.
What if, like, a black cat gets you?
I don't care. Black cat's fine.
What if you're, like, stepping on a crack?
I will sometimes avoid cracks.
Shit.
In the sidewalk. Just because it's kind of something to do, not because I'm superstitious.
Okay.
Are you superstitious?
I think a little.
Tell me more.
I think like, I think when we went on The Amazing Race, I think I was like superstitious about things we did the first time and wanting to like do them the second time because it worked out in our favor.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, when sports teams are like, I got a lucky pair of underwear.
They got to kiss the egg or something.
Dude, is that a thing?
I feel like football guys have an egg they kiss, but, so you know, I don't know.
I've looked up superstitious things, okay? You tell me if this is something that you're superstitious about.
Okay, I love it.
Saying happy birthday too early.
What?
That in Russia, if you say happy birthday to somebody before it's their birthday, that's bad luck.
For you or for them?
I don't know. Both, probably.
We should adopt that over here so people stop saying, it's my birthday week.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes, I agree. Let's import that.
Let's start taking that.
In Mexico, it's bad luck to place two mirrors opposite each other.
Whoa.
Yeah, to create an infinite...
It's where all the ghosts get caught and hang out.
You're not supposed to go right home after a funeral.
Oh, where are you supposed to go? Drive around the block?
I don't know.
Is that because you don't want the ghost to follow you home? See, yeah, that's what I said. Aliens got to go back and take care of their kids, but ghosts are looking to hang out.
That's a Filipino tradition. It's like they'll go to like a restaurant or a store first, according to this website, to kind of...
Could you go to like Kohl's?
You could. Leave your ghost in the Kohl's, in the luggage section.
In the dressing room.
Sure. You're not supposed to cheers with water. Do you?
I feel like that's heard.
A universal thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind because, you know, I don't really drink. So I often cheers with water.
What are you supposed to do? Sit there and twiddle your thumbs?
Well, I also do like an invisible cheers.
Oh. Is that okay? Or you can just touch the glass or no?
I don't know.
That seems worse.
I don't know.
Well, any others?
Not really. Well, bird poop, if a bird poops on you.
I heard that's good luck.
That's good luck.
My cross-country coach used to always say that because he got shit on by a lot of birds.
Well, is that a thing? I've never
twice,
had that happen to me.
Twice in one day once.
Ooh, do not get a haircut on Tuesdays.
What?
According to in India, it's bad luck. According to this website, goodhousekeeping.com.
Maybe that's just so they all get Tuesdays off of work. Maybe we should make that up and say it's like bad work or bad luck to work on a Friday in the US. So then we just get 3-day weekends.
I agree. Why not?
I'm in.
Don't walk under a ladder. That dates back to medieval times, allegedly. Hmm. Oh, because they say that it's a little bit like the gallows.
Oh, did you ever see that scary movie, The Gallows?
I didn't catch it.
I think I watched it on a plane.
Didn't catch that one. A jinx? Like when you say the same word at the same time?
What if you say you owe me a Coke?
This says you're supposed to immediately touch your toe or your nose.
I touch my nose or I touch their nose?
We can touch our noses together.
Like our Bedouin kiss?
Sure, maybe. Hey, what about a broken mirror? Does that spook you?
Sure. I feel like nowadays, like fucking Pinterest has probably a whole page dedicated to things you could do with broken mirror pieces.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you know my table in the backyard that's like cracked?
Yeah. Is it still there?
Yeah.
You should hire a bulky item pickup.
I know. Well, I said that, and then my friend Mason was like, oh, wait, I have a friend who turns broken, what is that, like a...
Ceramic?
Stone.
Yeah. Okay.
Into new pieces. So, like, you can take broken stone and, like, the tabletop stone and turn it into, like, a new little table or
could
something.
Could he
so
make
I might
it...
do that.
Could he make it into a cutting board shaped in the shape of Michigan?
Oh, my God, please, no. I don't think I want that. I don't think I need to.
Is there any other spooky things you'd like to speak about before we go here?
What about opening an umbrella indoors?
Who cares? Sometimes you have to because why would you want to get wet when you walked outside?
Okay, well, bitch, the thought of sometimes you have to could apply to anything. It could be sometimes you have to step on a crack. Sometimes you have to walk under a ladder. Sometimes you have to get shit on. Like what... All of these are sometimes you have to.
Yeah. Tell me about the last time you had to get shit on, baby.
Okay, baby. hide your thumbs when you're passing a graveyard. Do you know about
that? I thought it was hold your breath. So you didn't
I do hold my breath when I drive past
a graveyard or you go through a tunnel? Or was it under a bridge?
I hold my breath if I'm driving past a graveyard, only if I'm not driving. If I'm driving, I don't hold my breath because I think I can't pass out. I'm driving.
What if you see what if you don't see the graveyard right away?
Well, that's you gotta keep alert, honey. Keep alert.
Good to know.
What's this zhuzh about throwing salt over your shoulder?
I've heard about it. But
Have you ever done it?
That seems like a waste of salt.
Oh my God. Last night my pepper shaker broke.
And
that's gotta be bad luck. Yeah, I was okay. You know, I had pizza. Mm-hmm. I had some pizza last night.
And you're putting pepper on your pizza?
No. In my where I keep all my spices, I also have a bag of condiments and sauces from Domino's.
Oh yeah. We've got that. So,
I was reaching for that bag and I knocked over my pepper as I pulled it out and my pepper shattered everywhere on the ground and blah, blah, blah. Bad luck.
Probably. Better throw some salt on the ground and move on.
This says do not jump over a child. It will curse them to be short.
Bitch, how many people jumped over you as a child?
That's rude. Don't be rude.
Is that what people did? Do gays get jumped over a lot?
I don't know.
Is that why they're all 5'7"?
Short kings.
Doesn't Pete Buttigieg look like the type of gay who's 5'7" but tells everyone he's 5'9"?
Absolutely.
How tall is he?
I understand. That's a good question.
Number
47 of superstitions. In Nigeria, you are not supposed to kiss a baby on the lips. Well, I would say that's everywhere. Regardless of like the age discrepancy and everything like that, it's kind of to me like kissing a dog on the lips. It's like, these are gross, dirty beings. Do you really want to know where what a child has? You know, children like lick stuff and like gross, disgusting.
Wow. So no kissing babies or dogs.
Yeah.
Well, good news is Pete is 5'9", so I was probably right.
So he's actually 5'5"?
Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to discuss? We've gone well over 30 minutes. We've given them quite a spooky treat.
Have we?
Yeah, we're at like 38.
I've gotten lost in the stitions.
I'm sorry. You loved it. Paul loved his superstitions.
No, I think that's all I have for today. I guess before we go, just know you still have time to vote, y'all.
You sure do.
This is your reminder. And don't assume anyone in your life is voting. Just give a little update text to your friends and family and be like, hey, let me know if you need help with voting.
Hey, let me help you make a plan.
Hey, if you're like overwhelmed by what is on your ballot, if you're like, oh my God, where do I even begin? Vote Save America, Pod Save America?
Yeah.
Podcast. They have a new thing called votesaveamerica.com/ballot, where you can build your own ballot and figure out what is on your ballot based on, you like just enter your zip code and it helps you organize your ballot so that when you go to the polls, if you want to go in person, you can already have everything sorted out for you. Again, it's votesaveamerica.com/ballot.
Get it. Work. Yeah.
That way, like, you're like, oh, fuck, you're not in the moment, like, trying to figure out what you want to vote for, blah, 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 blah. Also, I was helping my friends find, like, voting guides in their area. If you just search progressive voting guide and then your state, you will find exactly what you need. I mean, that's what I did because I know that that's kind of how I lean. But, it would help you if you wanted to figure out what's on your ballot and what are the progressive choices that are endorsed by progressive people in your area.
I love that.
Just a thought. Okay, that's all. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Cool.
Cool. After I finish this, I'm going to go record a whole bunch of cameos. I'm excited.
Oh, shit.
So you can find me on cameo.com/Tyler Oakley if you want a little video.
Cute.
That's all. Okay, have a good life.
All right, great. Awesome.
Love ya, miss ya.
Later.
Bye.